18 years. It's IT Nation Connect for 18 years. And he's built like a tank and ready to handle your community. These stories and much more on this episode of MSP Dispatch.
This episode is presented by Huntress's Hackett 22, a series of interactive sessions led by cybersecurity pros and industry favorites to help you better understand threat actors and the tradecraft they use. Running November 14th through 16th with two chances to catch the content plus a separate optional zero-day workshop. To register for Hackett 22, visit huntress.com/Hackett22. And stay tuned until the end of this episode where MSP Media Network will be announcing the winners of the five free zero-day passes.
Good morning. Welcome to the November 11th episode of MSP Dispatch, your source for news, community events, and commentary in the MSP channel. I'm Ray Orsini, joined as always by my co-host, Mr. Tony Francisco. How you doing, Tony?
Excellent, brother. Excellent. Wait, hold on. You said Tony. So
Tony Francisco.
Today I'm other Tony. Other Tony.
The real
is doing
Tony.
Great.
Right?
No.
I'm just
the guest Tony. The Tony of
we have superstars of Unfleek Tony.
I just learned what that meant. They explained it.
Oh yeah. Wait for the bloopers. You'll see it. But how you doing, brother? How's everything?
Everything is amazing. We're here in Orlando. ConnectWise event, the biggest event of the year.
Yes.
Limitless. Alcohol, intelligence.
I like that order. Alcohol, then intelligence.
The irony is one completely disrupts the other, but or enhances. It really depends.
Yeah. So we're here at the Rosen Shingle Creek. If you don't know, we're in person. We're doing this together. It's not our normal setup, but we're at the Rosen Shingle Creek for IT Nation Connect 2022. And in true Florida fashion, true Freeman fashion, I was having this conversation with Jason McGee last night. Florida has a hurricane coming, and ConnectWise says, hold my beer. We're going to have the biggest hurricane party in the entire land. It's got to be a Guinness record. It's got to be, right?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's freaking out. If you're not from Florida right now, they're freaking
out.
Tony, seriously, what do we have to worry about? If it goes bad, I mean, can we all just like stay at your house in Tampa? It's going to be a bad rainstorm. But no, it said hurricane. And then when the tornado alarms went off, there were people in the corners, like in fetal position, sucking their thumbs. And I'm like, you guys aren't from around here. Don't worry about it.
No, and without skipping a beat, look, MCO, the major airport here in Orlando, shut down, canceled tons of flights. My people were so messed. Tons of people were messed up. Like shops are closing, and ConnectWise, without missing a beat, they're like, no, we're going to do our offsite. We're going to do it here instead. Our party's going to do here. And without missing a beat, everything just flawless.
Perfect.
Absolutely flawless.
Perfect.
I mean, it is the epitome of the Florida man hurricane party. It is awesome. With enough alcohol, have a good time.
It's a hurricane party.
Is there really enough, though?
Well, we're still working through it. It's only day two. We still got time.
We're still in phase two.
Yeah.
Phase three happens, and then day four happens.
So, speaking of IT Nation, I got some fun facts for you. So, this is the 40th anniversary of ConnectWise as a company, which is, I mean, rounding about half a century. I mean, that's quite a bit.
Yeah.
And then you have, this is the 18th IT Nation.
18th, yep.
Wow.
Yep.
So back in the day, it was just IT Nation. Then it became Connect, Secure, Evolve, like all these other, like spawned from, but originally it was just IT Nation.
Actually, I'll even take you one step back. It used to be called Partner Summit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no joke. And then we're like, wait a second.
That's phenomenal. Yeah. I love that. So quick introductions for those that don't know. This is the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Tony Thomas. This is the VP of strategy for ConnectWise. That sounds real official and stuff.
I just represent the hopes and dreams of 3,000 in an industry of tens of thousands of MSPs and hundreds of thousands of users and millions of SMB clients.
Tony Thomas, your hopes and dreams. That's the takeaway. So you've had some stage time. I actually got to run into you also stage time at Acronis earlier. It's
been a busy week.
Been a busy week. And from what I hear, like the MSPs are loving hearing you talk. So I wanted to get that out there to the rest of our audience. What have you been talking about? What's going on?
Well, I think I would categorize it as like real talk as opposed to, you know, kind of jargon and things like that. The message that
I brought to the Acronis Summit, which is mm-hmm. where we ran into each other, was one that was really kind of forged by partners. So mm-hmm. I've been educated by partners over and over again about how the infinite game that they're playing is really continuity. Right. Yeah. So if you look at the outcome that everybody's solving for, they're building partnerships, aligning stacks, joining these types of communities mm-hmm. in pursuit of continuity in this digital economy, right? Okay. So the an idea and these summits mm-hmm. and conferences like IT Nation, they're meant to be a place and a space with faces that bring ideas
okay.
to the table.
Right? And then you take those ideas and make them reality.
Well, we do that together as a community, right? Okay. Right? Because it takes adoption mm-hmm. and it takes understanding where the potholes or the cliffs are of mm-hmm. anything, right? So
yeah.
We gather to really kind of, you know, have these ideas kind of collide and see if they can't forge a new business model, see if they can't forge a new line card, see if they yeah. can't even forge a new micro community.
Okay.
So that's really kind of what these community events have taught, you know, me personally. So,
and taking from those lessons, you guys have had some announcements this past couple of days. Can you, yeah. you want to share with the audience?
Yeah. So look, in our pursuit of, you know, trying to help the industry become more profitable, help the industry transform their businesses, announcements like the Aero partnership was yep. a major announcement. And, you know, we invited the CEO of Aero onto the stage and the team of Aero to really embrace the community. And, you know, every time we meet with somebody that is considered a vendor, we speak to them in the language of partnerships, right? And we're like, okay, first step, you got to show up at the community events. Our industry doesn't trust anybody that's just yeah. kind of, you know.
Well, it's the nature of the beast. So we've been burned a lot of times, let's be honest. There's been a lot of snake oil. There's mm-hmm. been a lot of broken mm-hmm. promises.
Yep.
So every vendor comes to this new, old, and there's a certain reticence to it. There's a certain skepticism to it.
Yep.
And it's understandable.
Yep, it is.
How do you address that? How do you address that skepticism? How do you overcome it?
Well, the first ingredient, as Tony, I'm sure he's a really good cook too, as well as Tommy, is...
Oh, he's on fleek, so yes.
How do you set up a system of trust?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And establishing a system of trust is really being channel first, right? Reducing any type of conflicts, as an example, designing things that are purpose built because you really truly understand the MSP or TSP business model
mm-hmm.
and what profitability, productivity, reducing exposure, benchmarking, and customization means to various MSPs in different modes of business.
Yeah.
Right. So we did a lot also on the stage to communicate the modes theory of things, where we're creating this kind of transformative language that the entire supply chain can speak. So when we say purpose built, you're able to make decisions based on what mode a partner is in. It could be a startup where they're trying to break through the first 3 years and they need a true understanding of what that type of investment looks like. It could be a balance bill where they're trying not to sacrifice work versus life and they're balancing that part out.
It's more important nowadays than ever before.
Very important, right? And we've recognized that, and our philosophy has always been, it's not a sin to be a lifestyler, but let's make sure we understand that mode so when you are ready to grow, you have enough equity to do that, right?
Right.
Value builder, year over year, you're growing, and empire builders, which are growing at either rapid or hypersonic growth with PE money flooding in, seeing kind of where the industry is going with digital transformation and digital economy of things.
Yep.
And honestly, I think like here's when we know we've done the community the right service as a company like ConnectWise and people interested in this industry, they become essential workers.
Yeah.
Right, for the digital economy. And if we're successful in doing that, I think we've achieved something very important.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Because you talk a lot about community and you mm-hmm. talk about the evolution and the different core pillars that everyone has and how you're trying to not just create identify what those core pillars are, but the connective tissue in between them and how to make that the value greater than the sum of the parts individually.
Yeah.
Do you have a different perspective, a different action, or a different classification of, and you talked about the micro, mm-hmm. the SMB, the hobbyist, the mm-hmm. hobby companies out there. Mm-hmm. Do you have a different way of handling the hobby? Because that is almost an unlimited supply in the MSP world.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's also unlimited potential for them as well. So how do you address that?
Very much. You know, we fundamentally believe that there's a theory out there called mimesis, mimicry, right? And you see it, mimesis, right?
Mimicry.
Mimicry, right? You see it in your children.
No, you see it.
oh, I see what you're doing there. Yeah. See, this is
it's his fault. Blame him first. I'm seeing him.
If we are successful in reaching the micro MSPs out there and creating a space for them, creating a place for them, and introducing them to spaces that help them understand what good looks like, right? That's our thing with peer groups as an example. They start mimicking that behavior. And with that behavior comes profitability. With that behavior comes productivity, reducing the exposure of the entire supply chain, because the micro MSPs, we have to really understand that there's also exposure to the community there.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
And it is, you know, if we just sit back and do nothing and not invite those types of people into our tribe, then we're exposing ourselves, right? So it's existential that we unlock their opportunity, fortify them in ways that help the entire supply chain, right? But bring them to a community event, and the objective would be when they leave, they do one little habit that's different than what they...
And that's a success in your eyes.
That's success in my eyes, because as you know, we had James Clear as our keynote headliner today. Yeah. And he said,
"Atomic Habits." It's something we read. My wife and I were. She saw it on the agenda when we were getting up this morning. She's like, "I love that book.
It's
like,
amazing.
She was excited. Like, it's like so a human. Kid at Christmas. Yes,
yeah. it's phenomenal." Yeah. So if we can just get them to do 1% better, with a habit, that compounds.
Yeah.
Right. So the best place to do that is with other humans.
So that's the one thing that I have noticed here is that it doesn't really matter the size of the MSP, the reseller, the type of MSP, VAR, reseller, TSP, whatever they want to be called. The inclusiveness at this event is across the board.
Absolutely.
That's the one thing I truly, truly appreciate about this, and inviting people that don't understand what this is about, just come here. Inclusiveness is across the board.
Yeah.
And also a ton of alcohol.
It helps the conversations flow.
It opens you up, right?
Share vulnerability, right?
Yes. And I like that the peer groups the peer groups are important also, because we all have that little bit of imposter syndrome, right?
100%.
And so, I know when I was coming up as an MSP, I didn't know RMSP existed. There weren't a lot of, one of the things that attracted me to ConnectWise in the very beginning were the online forums and the fact that I knew there were thousands of others I could ask questions to, right? Yeah. Yeah. Support is fine, but I want to know, how are you doing business? How are you handling these kinds of difficult customers sometimes? How are you going, how are you handling these challenges? And so these peer groups, you get to solve these challenges together in a, I know best practice, the word gets overused.
Sure.
But a practice that's working best for the group.
Purpose built.
And you get that incremental 1% improvement, that compound interest for your life. I love that.
You nailed it. It reminds me of an old saying. You'll know this one, right? If you want to go fast, go alone.
Yeah.
If you want to go far, go together.
I love that.
So you can become that structure for allowing others to cross-pollinate, exchange, but you created the structure, the framework to facilitate that, and it doesn't really matter the size, the tenure of it. I can't say enough. If you haven't been to a ConnectWise, which is not an IT Nation event anymore, is it Connect? Is it what is it now?
Well, so we were very intentional about taking IT Nation and making it a platform brand, because you want to invite the tribes of the community onto a platform, which we're exemplifying, I think, at this very specific event, which is the Connect version. Right?
Yeah,
so everybody's connecting, right?
Absolutely.
There is Evolve, which is the peer groups, right?
Right.
The verb of what we're trying to solve for.
Yeah.
There is Share, which are like outposts of various techs and service managers coming together and sharing wisdom and ideas and things like
that. Is Share the original, like, there was the Southern Comfort Group.
And that's exactly it. Yeah,
okay, yeah, I remember it. I'm showing my age a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Central Mafia in Chicago.
I was saying that. Well, clearly, what about the IT Nation drink group? And then you brought up the Southern Comfort Group. I'm like, clearly, the Southern Comfort Group is the drink group.
Very clear. And the communities is a perfect tie into our next guest. So with that, Tony, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you,
Tony, stay.
Tony, thanks so much. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys. All right. And for our next guest, we have Mr. Nick Gable returning to the MSP Dispatch table. You've seen him in the special reports. You've seen him in the special promos for the rap battle, for the community party. So Nick, thank you so much for joining us, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you for having me. I got to follow Tony Thomas too. The stakes are high.
Right? I mean, hopes and dreams. VP of hopes and dreams. I think that was the takeaway. But he led you in really well. Your title, and I'm thinking it's a made up title at this point, online community manager, right? Whatchamacallit? No, online community manager. What does that entail? What does that mean?
Basically, that translates into I am your liaison for any type of third-party community between those places and ConnectWise. So use me as your bridge. Just don't cross me.
Yeah, ooh.
Don't worry, I'll be here all week. There's enough alcohol to fill pools. I'm under the influence now.
And we're stuck indoors with him with the hurricane anyway. So no, and so, and one of the things that I was commenting on is it's not just with a lot of companies, community is their community. Right. Their forums, their whatever virtual community happens to be. And while ConnectWise, absolutely, you guys did a relaunch of your virtual community less than 12 months ago, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You did the relaunch of the virtual communities there, you know, stronger, better than ever. But ConnectWise has never been exclusive. ConnectWise said, no. Our MSP, Tech Tribe, I believe, had a meetup this week as well. We had the community family reunion last night with our MSP, with Seven Figure, with MSP Geek, CW Boss. ConnectWise has embraced all of the communities and said all one thing. Not to get too punny here, you know, Nick's already set the stage, but you know, it's really like we're connecting the communities for the IT Nation.
I see what you did there.
Tip your servers, we'll be here all night.
Yeah, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now, so you know, we had the family reunion last night. We have the major event tonight. But talk to me about the daytime stuff, right? How has that been interacting with the different communities that you normally deal with online, and now you're seeing them in person?
Oh, that's been the absolute best part of my job so far. That's been so exciting. And as you mentioned, you know, ConnectWise does have its own internal community, and I'm the tails side to that coin because there is an internal community manager. I'm not restricted or constrained to interior
You get to cross East and West Berlin. You get to
spread my wings and fly freely throughout.
Actually,
the internet.
I should refer to it as that, because it's not like we just talked about. It's inclusivity, but like you get to, you know, you got dual citizenship basically. Okay.
But to follow up on your question, it's been so exciting seeing, instead of just text-based names you would find on forums, actually putting the face there. And it's been the coolest part of my entire experience here at IT Nation, because I've gotten to shake hands with people that I talk to regularly.
Yeah.
And I've even had some healthy conflict with.
Yeah.
But it's great to meet them face to face and hear their story at the very least.
Yeah. And that's one of the things I've always enjoyed, because, you know, unfortunately, many times when someone tags you, it's because they're having a challenge. They're having something where they need some kind of escalation. They need a second set of eyes. And, you know, and at this point, it's the, hey, Nick, can you, you know, get somebody involved in this and whatever? And you've always been very clear. Look, I'm not the guy that's going to fix it.
Correct.
But I'll get the right set of eyes. Hold on.
I'm going to stop right now. So are you saying, I just want to be very clear, are you saying that you help partners?
Occasionally, I've been known to dabble in the help department. Yes.
Are you saying that you're receptive to MSPs, TSPs, VARs, the resellers, the channel community reaching out to you for assistance?
Absolutely.
Who are you?
He's a guy with thick skin, is what it is.
What?
I am. So if you're familiar with any type of video games, my role would be the tank class.
There you go. He's the guy that's up front, takes the beating, right? So the rest of the people can do their magic. I get that.
Now I get the alcohol reference. I got it. I got it. And the bottle of Patron under the table. Yeah.
Totally. Don't tell anybody about
and
that.
Now we're going to play some D&D. This is the next, the next 3 hours.
I've got my dice bag in the hotel room.
Of course you do.
Now, that's amazing. So just the fact that you're part of such a large organization that is so influential in the market that becomes the construct, the framework for this massive amount of resellers of every possible demographic, focus point and caliber, there's going to be problems across the board. And you're saying that you are the front man to take that and let me figure out how to create a path resolution for this particular issue to keep you happy. That is amazing.
Yeah, that is it. And that's one of the things I've loved because like Nick with his thick skin, he'll go in and people get passionate. I'm going to call it passionate with their, you know, a little bit of heated, but they get very passionate about stuff that's going on because, and as MSPs know, it's, you know, when we're dealing with the client's not in the best position usually when they're reaching out. They're frustrated. That frustration gets transferred over to the MSP. The MSP gets that frustration transfers over to ConnectWise. So you don't get them on their best day,
right?
But you get to handle it well with the sense of empathy, with the sympathy that you say, look, we got this. We're going to figure it out. We'll take care of you. And I've seen that come across more with ConnectWise than anybody else. It's been truly an awesome thing.
That's wonderful to hear.
So just to, I want to summarize this. I would classify you as, and you could categorize yourself as the tank, but almost you are
the tank.
You are the ambient support, meaning you're just there in the background in the event of necessity. And that ambient support is so uncommon.
We're going to give him a case on his back that'll be like break glass in case of emergency.
Exactly.
Because that's Nick. That's Nick walking around. He's like, and that's awesome. So can you give us, you know, IT Nation Connect has been all about, you know, awesome announcements and stuff like that. Do we have any fun stuff coming for the community?
Oh, man. You put me on the spot here. I don't know how much I am legally allowed to disclose.
Okay. We don't want to get you in trouble. Amy,
I may have
else.
To defer to Smoke Bomb. Yeah.
Actually, Phil can make that happen with some after effects.
Nice. No, what'll actually happen is Phil will put in a whole bunch of the dolphin noises. So it'll look like he's saying something.
Perfect.
And then you cut me in going, can we say that on camera?
Exactly. Oh my goodness. Awesome. Well, all right. I won't put you on the spot, but Nick, thank you so much for coming out, dude. We appreciate you.
Glad to be here. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
As part of the MSP community, I thank you for everything you do for the community, man.
It is my pleasure.
Right, take care.
Take care.
And now we're excited to announce the winners of MSP Media Network's giveaway of 5 free passes to the 0-day portion of Huntress's Hackett 22. And the winners are Carrie Wagner of Pacific Northwest Manage IT Services, Joe Candela of Markham, Kenneth Shipley of West Michigan Tech and Consulting LLC, Nick Taylor of Wavecrest Technologies, and Andrew Malsbury of TWE Technologies. Congratulations to all the winners. Thank you to everyone who entered. Winners, look out in your email for more information about how to claim your prizes. And in our community events, we have, as you've been hearing, Hackett 2022, running November 14th through 16th, starting at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. On November 15th at 10 a.m., MSP Dispatch, presented by the MSP Media Network. On November 16th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, Build a Better Discussion Group, presented by Everything MSP. And on November 18th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, MSP Dispatch Week Wrap-Up, presented by the MSP Media Network.
Hi, I'm Aaron, and I'm a jobaholic. We all have something in common. We all have a worst job story. Each episode, I'll welcome one guest to share their most insane worst job story. And in return, I'll share one of mine. Join me the first Friday of every month for new episodes of 38 at 38.
So So that takes us out of this episode of MSP Dispatch. We've had some amazing commentary, some amazing guests. I even learned a thing or two.
What about you? Get out of here. No, you didn't. Here's the one thing that is absolutely certain. You have seen so much that there's very rare moments. It's like this, you're digging through this massive, massive bowl of lettuce and you find the one yummy bacon bit and you're like, oh, that's good. That's good. But mostly you smile and nod and you're like, yeah, I've had that lettuce before. That's a different perspective of the lettuce. Interesting. But there's sometimes you get a new idea of something new. So the one thing that is true in this is that this was a collection of the very effective ideas that you see. Because I watched your interest level and you're like, I
love learning this stuff. I love hearing from these people, especially people that are passionate like Tony and Nick, and they're so passionate about what they're doing. It is not just that they like doing their jobs, it's that they really love doing their jobs. That's a big deal. And I kind of like doing this job too. How about you, man?
Oh my gosh. I have a real job I should be at. And I said, no, I'm coming over here. This is where I want to be.
Does it feel weird we didn't eat at all? Not once during the entire episode?
This is my desired state configuration right here. And this is where I wanted to be. And I'm happy. I could not want to be anywhere else. And
And with that, I think we'll yeet our way out of this episode. Thank you, everybody, for joining us at this MSP Dispatch from IT Nation Connect in Orlando. We'll see you next time. Take care of yourselves and each other.
See y'all.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.
Good morning and welcome to the November 11th episode of MSP Dispatch. Oh, I got to do teasers.
Ooh.
I'll do teasers last because after we do all this, I'll have enough content for teasers. Don't let me forget, Simon. Good morning and welcome to what?
I was going to say that was the first blooper, but then we have a second blooper.
Yeah. How do we start without you checking your, do you know what unfleek means?
No.
Do you want to explain that, Tony?
Tonys don't know what fleek means, what unfleek means. Unfleek apparently means something about just your good eyebrows.
Unfleek. Nick, you want to help me out here? You know it. So unfleek is
basically. Is your name Tony?
Okay, I'm fleek, or in the current parlance, drip would be close, right? I feel so bad for knowing that. Again, 9-year-old boy. So on fleek is that like you are like fresh to death, like you are ready to roll. You are looking good.
Wow! Right?
So when your eyebrows are on fleek, they're set. You're solid. There you go.
Wow.
Oh, good Lord. We got Tony squared here. It's just falling apart already.
I'm on fleek. I'm on drip.
I feel like there should be a third one. Oh, good
Lord. Yeah. Now, Simon, now Phil's got all these.
Hey, we're good. Bloopers are set.
Good elevator music.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Just waiting for that day. Like, you know, you're old when like you start hearing your youth music. Mm-hmm. Like, you start hearing like Back That Ass Up with the music version. It's like. That's when I give up. That's when I, worst case, we'll do it as special report. We won't do it as dispatch.
No, come over here. Come over here so I can film you for 5 minutes.
Whoa.
Oh.
Not the first time Tony's called somebody and said that. So,
wait, what happened?
So not the first time Tony's called somebody and said that.
I don't know what I said.
You said, come over here. I want to film you for 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Dude, come on. Okay. Hey, your clothes on?
Wait. IT Nation Connect has been all about, awesome announcements and stuff like that. Do we have any fun stuff coming for the community?
Oh, man. You put me on the spot here. I don't know how much I am legally allowed to disclose.
We don't want to get you in trouble.
To defer to Smoke Bomb.
Actually, Phil can make that happen with some after effects. Nice.
No, what'll actually happen is Phil will put in a whole bunch of the dolphin noises, so it'll look like he's saying something.
Perfect.
And then you cut me in going, can we say that on camera?
Exactly. Awesome. IT Nation Connect has been all about, awesome announcements and stuff like that. Do we have any fun stuff coming for the community?
Oh, Can we say that on camera? Exactly. Oh my god!
Awesome.
Okay.
All right. So I think that takes us. Blah blah. Words are hard.
Damn it!
I can't even do a f-ing close.
Hold on. We started with bloopers. And
Carrie loves it when I lose my shit too. So it's like, all right. USA. All right.
USA.
All right. Let me do the teaser real quick and get the out.
Oh, am I off? Am I off?
Yeah, you're off. I just need to do a solo shot and we're done.
I'm going to stare at you uncomfortably.
Oh, yeah. You just right into my soul.